Today we are going to do some practice of the Word of God that will be preached today. And I'm sure that we were so blessed. I was so blessed, especially for the presence of the Lord and the messages of the songs. Maganda po na yung mga awitin natin tuwing praise and worship ay ating manamnam. At ang mga lyrics ay isa sa mga paraan or one of the tools by which we can really connect with God. Okay? So, we'd like to share with you today about praise and worship. So, before I would go on, I would like to give you the verses. To get ready with your pen and notes, notebooks. First verse is John 4:23-24. Next verse is John 17:22-23. Next verse is Isaiah 43:21. Isaiah 43:21. First Samuel 15:22. Unang Samuel, Kabanata 15, Talhatang 22. Then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Hebrews 12:29. Psalm 96:9. Then last but not the least, 1 Samuel 16:23. Okay po. So binibigay ko na po sa inyo in advance yung mga verses para tayo po ay mag-guided tuwing bibigay ng Panginoon ang mga paliwanag po sa kanyang mga salita. So the title of our topic this morning is Praise and Worship. Okay, are you ready? John 4:23-24, John 17:22-23, Isaiah 43:21, 1 Samuel 15:22, Psalm 96, Hebrews 12:29, Psalm 96:9. And 1 Samuel 16:23. Okay, are you done? So, Father, we ask you to bless us this morning, and we want to praise you for who you are, worshiping you, Lord God, for your greatest love in our lives. And thank you, Jesus, for dwelling in us by your Holy Spirit. It is a spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that you're going to speak to us this morning are life-giving. We praise you, God, Holy Spirit, for blessing our homes and blessing, Lord God, our loved ones who are not here. Extend your mercy upon them, O God, as we are seated before your throne this morning. Father, thank you for speaking to each one of us, that our lives will be changed from glory to glory, from one joy level up to joy another. We praise you, O God, for your promise that Jesus Christ, who will soon come, will reign forever and ever and for 1,000 years here on earth. Lord, we will reign with him, and together we will worship you forever and ever. So we praise you, Lord God, again for your goodness upon our nation, and blessing, Lord God, the other neighboring nations as well as the whole earth. We praise you for the blessings upon Israel as we pray for its peace. Hallelujah. Your protection and safety, because you are the sun and the shield, that you will not withhold anything good to those who walk uprightly. We give praise to you, God, Holy Spirit. Speak to us now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise and worship. This is a very familiar thing sa lahat sa atin, sapagkat alam po natin tuwing tayo ay nagkakatipon-tipon tuwing Linggo, We talk about praise and worship. We sing songs. We enter into the presence of the Lord through singing and through clapping. And we praise God especially for the ministry of the music ministers who help us in touching and coming into the presence of the Lord. The Bible reveals to us God as a supreme creator, the one who redeemed us from sin and redeemed us from eternal damnation. And the Bible teaches how to properly respond. Ito po ang isa sa mga bagay na kailangan nating pag-alaran sapagkat marami pong mga error, may mga mistakes, may mga improper way na ginagawa natin tayo po mismo as a church or as an individual in approaching God in worshiping Him. Kailangan po maituwid ito sapagkat ang ating Diyos ay hindi po Diyos na patay, siya po ay buhay. Kung tayo po ay nag-apply ng trabaho, kung kayo po ay tinatawag at iniimbitahan sa Malacañang, we do not just go in there and just do what we want to do. Hindi po ganon. So in like manner, in coming into the in worship, in worshiping God, whether at home or dito po sa ating pananambahan tuwing Linggo, we must have that proper attitude. The proper attitude of the heart. Yung mind po natin ay sinasabi, kinakailangan na kaya tuon sa Panginoon, hindi po sa mga tulad po sa mga visual aids natin dito. It will help, but this is not the focus. Kailangan po na tayo ay magkaroon ng proper way and a proper attitude in worshiping God. So sinasabi po sa John chapter 4 verse 23 and 24, this is a very familiar verse. May I read to you, but the time is coming that is already here. Even now, the true worshipers are being led by the Spirit to worship the Father according to the truth. These are the ones the Father is seeking to worship Him. God is a Spirit, and those who worship Him must be led by the Spirit to worship Him according to the truth. Ngunit dumarating na ang panahon, ngunit na nga, nang mga tunay na sumasamba sa Ama ay sasamba sa Kanya sa Espiritu at sa katotohanan. Sapagkat ito ang hinahanap ng Ama sa mga sumasamba sa Kanya. Ang Diyos ay Espiritu, kaya dapat, take note of that word, dapat siyang sambahin sa Espiritu at sa katotohanan. To worship God in spirit and in truth. Seeking, God is seeking for worshipers in spirit and in truth. It means God is looking for a relationship. When somebody worships God, it means that person has developed a personal relationship with the Lord. Nung tayo po hindi pa nakakilala sa Panginoon, kahit sino-sino po ang sinasamba natin, kahit sino-sino po hinahalikan natin, kahit sino-sino po ano mga bagay ay niluluhuran natin because we didn't know any better. Yun po ay katuruan na nagagisnan natin. Kaya gaya-gaya na lang po tayo kay nanay kung anong sasabihin ni tatay sapagkat hindi natin nalalaman ang katotohanan. Kaya sinasabi ng Panginoon, those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Word of God is truth. Kaya purihin ng Panginoon na tayo po ay binigyan niya ng ganitong pangunawa sa kanyang salita. So we get out from that ignorance. Di ba? We got out from that ignorant way of worshiping God. So akala po natin ang pananambahan natin noon ay katanggap-tanggap sa Panginoon. Yun pala ay nakaka-offend sa kanya. But God in His mercies, but God in His long-suffering, and God in His love, pinabayaan niya tayo hanggang dumating po ang panahon na He took us out from that ignorant kingdom, from that ignorance, and He translated us into the marvelous light of His Son, Jesus Christ. Ganun ka bait ang ating Panginoon. Praise is a declaration of the goodness of God. Kaya po, napansin niyo yung unang awit natin, come to bless His name. Come to bless His name. We want to bless the Lord continually for His goodness, for His benefits, for all the blessings that He has given us, past, present, as well as the coming ones. When we worship the Lord, it is the fruit, it is the result, it is a byproduct of when we worship God, it is a byproduct of our relationship with God. God is seeking worshipers in spirit and in truth. Kailangan po ang itong relasyon na ito ay ma-develop. Just like any relationship on earth, di ba kung meron kang kaklase, nakakilala mo pa lang siya, the best way na ma-develop yung inyong relationship is to invite him or him inviting you. So nagkakaroon kayo ng chikahan, and then you go now to some places, tapos siguro iimbitahin mo siya maglaro, then you get to develop relationship. So in like manner, we need also to develop our worship sa Panginoon. It must be an increasing developing relationship. The longer we spend time with the Lord, the better. Di ba po yung mga nag-experience dito na manligaw? Di ba ayaw niyong ibaba ang inyong mga telepono? So, but you want to spend time to the person, with the person whom you love. Hindi lang telepono, pati text ngayon. Di ba? Kaya register ng unlimited text. Because you want to share, you want to talk to the person whom you love. Totoo ba? Naalala ko po, minsan ay nagpre-prepare ako ng outreach last year somewhere dito sa Bicol region, and I could not locate the pastor, so naghanapan ako ng mga contacts at binigyan ako ng isang cellphone. So, sinubukan ko kung pwedeng tawagan, pwedeng kausapin itong cellphone. But every time I would contact a person, I'd rather text muna before I would call. So I called this person and I text this person. Sabi ko, kung pwedeng makausap, pwedeng tawagan. Tapos, twice or thrice. And then finally, yung cellphone ko rang. Okay, tapos nung pinick up ko na, sabi ko, hello. Sabi sa akin, sino to? Ba't ka tawag ng tawag? Ba't ka text ng text? Napagalitan ako. Mali pala yung aking cellphone. But tama yung number, pero yung taong tumanggap. Dahil ang hinahanap ko yung nanay at tatay niya. Yun pala ang cellphone ay cellphone number ng anak. Okay. Yan, sabi ko, ay, ito pala si Pastor Max. Hinahanap ko si so-and-so. Hindi ko nabanggitin ang pangalan. Taga-friends eh. Sabi ko, hinahanap ko si mama mo at papa mo kasi meron kang outreach somewhere dito sa region na ito. Ay, Pastor Maxi? Sabi ko, opo, Pastor Maxi. Ay, sorry po. Galit na galit sa akin sapagkat siguro she was doing something important and na-disturb ko siya. So finally, napahiya. And then the following Sunday was a Father's Day. So siya na yung unang greeter ko. Pastor Maxi, sorry talaga. Sabi ko, ganoon kahalaga po ang ating relasyon sa isa't isa. Kaya po, babalik po ako doon sa sinasabi ko, we need to spend time with the Lord. It's the more longer you spend time, the better. And I believe that tayo po ay binigyan din ng tatlong bagay ng Panginoon and we can benefit from praise and worship. There are three things that I'd like to share with you, although marami-marami pang iba na matutunan natin at makukuha natin kapag tayo ay nananambahan sa Panginoon. Number one is, praise and worship brings transformation. Number two, praise and worship develop the fear of the Lord. So you'd like to copy, pakisulat lamang po because I'm going to share some insights later on. Praise and worship brings about transformation. Praise and worship develop the fear of the Lord. And then praise and worship releases divine intervention. Okay? Transformation, okay? Develop the fear of the Lord and releases divine intervention. Okay? give you 1 minute to do that, to write it down. Praise and worship brings transformation, develop the fear of the Lord, and releases divine intervention. Okay. Praise and worship brings about transformation. We become like the one whom we worship. As we spend time with the Lord in His presence, reading His word, His promises, His commands, His law, His statutes, the more we become like Him. Lalo-lalo na pong ating ina-apply lahat ng ating mga natutunan sa salita ng Diyos. We become like the one whom we worship. Kung ating pananambahan ay pananambahan sa isang Diyos na buhay, you'll notice that your life also become very lively, full of life. I can always differentiate my worship before when I was still studying because I was worshiping a dead God. Isang Diyos na hindi nagsasalita. Isang Diyos na nakabitin lamang sa cross. Isang Diyos na gawa ng kamay ng tao. Isang Diyos na hindi nakakita, hindi nakakarinig, hindi nakaramdam sa aking mga dinadaanan. But now when I worship God, it's so different because I worship God who also speaks to me, who talks and communicates with me. Ibang-iba po kapag tayo ay sumasamba sa Diyos na isang Diyos na buhay. We become like the one whom we worship. Na-notice niyo po yan kapag kayo ay nakababad sa television o kayo ay nakababad sa isang programa na gustong-gusto niyo talaga panoorin. O sa mga paborito nating mga aktor at mga aktres. Noon, ewan ko lang kung buhay na kayo, naabutan niyo ba sa Bruce Lee? Paborito ko yun sapagkat I was also a judo karate student. So pagka meron mga Bruce Lee na mga films, nandun na ako sa unahan. First row. At unulit-ulit ko yung mga films niya. But this person died anyway. So every time, manghang-mangha ako sa kanya because he's really good in arm combat. So ginagaya ko yung kanyang mga action. Kaya pag-uwi sa bahay, parang Bruce Lee din ako. Paglabas sa cinema, para ako naghahanap ng away. I imbibe that spirit, that worldly spirit. I was nalanghap. Yun, napaganda pong word yan, nalanghap ko. Yung katangian ng taong pinanood ko. So you become one whom you worship, whom you adore. And notice yung mga kabataan, saan nang galing yung mga gupit na mga suot na at mayroong mga earrings at mga nose rings. Saan nang galing yon? Because doon sa kanilang mga nakikitang mga rock star, doon sa kanilang mga idolo. Kaya po, napakaganda po na tayo ay lalapit sa Panginoon because it brings about our personal transformation. Go to John chapter 17, verse 22 and 23. Worship happens in our spirit. John chapter 17, 22 and 23. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Sa Tagalog, ang karangalang ibinigay mo sa akin ay ibinigay ko sa kanila upang sila'y ganap na maging isa, gaya nating iisa. Ako ay nasa kanila at ikaw ay nasa akin upang lubusan silang maging isa at sa gayon, makilala ng sanlibutan na sinugong mo ako at sila iniibig mo katulad ng pag-ibig mo sa akin. We become one with God. God is so loving, you become so loving. God is forgiving, you become also forgiving. God is filled with joy, so you feel the joy. God is the source of peace, you receive peace. Madalas po ang nangyayari sa atin kapag tayo ay may mga problema, lumalayo tayo sa Panginoon, lumalayo tayo sa ating cell group, hindi na tayo, umiiwas na tayo sa ating worship service. Bakit? Because we feel condemned, we feel not happy. Sa halip na tayo ilalayo sa Panginoon, mas dapat tayo lumapit sa Kanya. Draw near to God and He will draw near to us. Yun ang sikreto. Pag dumaan po kayo ng mga pagsubok, hindi man po sa kasalukuyan, kung darating po ng mga pagsubok sa buhay nyo, kung ang mga negosyo nyo hindi naging successful, o ang inyong relationship ay hindi masaya, the more you should come closer to God. Meron at merong ituturo ng Panginoon sa inyo. Kaya po, sinasabi ng Panginoon, that they may become one. Kung sino po ang Diyos, ganun po tayo, magiging katulad sa Kanyang mga katangian. Worship is an inward activity of the Spirit. It is not something from the outward to the inward, but inside and out. It starts with our spirit. Alam po natin yan, review lang, na tayo po ay may tatlong bahagi sa ating buhay, spirit, soul, and body. Ang mga nakikita natin dito sa ating paligid ay panay katawan, pero ang bawat isa sa atin ay mayroong mga kaluluwa at espiritu. Ang ating pagsamba sa Panginoon ay hindi po limitado. It is not pagkatapos nating inawit yung when I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, that will take us about 2 or 3 minutes to finish the song. But the worship in you does not stop there. Ang ating worship service starts at 8 o'clock and it ends more or less at 10, between 10 and 11. Our worship service does not stop at 11 o'clock. It continues on. Sa pagbaba mo diyan sa hagdan, hanggang sa paglabas mo dun sa kalsada, hanggang sa pagpunta mo sa bahay at punta ka ng mall at kung saan man kayo pupunta, the worship continues because worship is the result of a relationship. Katulad po ng apelyido natin. Meron ba dito nagpapalit-palit ng apelyido every Sunday? Every Monday, pinapalitan mo apelyido mo? Oh, this day, Santos ako. Bukas, Pascual. Third day, Reyes. Hindi ganun. Diba? So, in like manner, our worship continues on. Because it is part of our relationship with God. Kaya po, hindi totoo yung sinasabi nilang Sunday worship Christian. Hindi po totoo yan. Sapagkat ang ating worship ay hindi po based on a daily basis, but it is based on moment by moment worship. Amen? Gets nyo? So worship is a continuing process. Tulad po namin noon, ako po, sa dati kong nakagisnan, okay, pagka tapos ng simba, babalik sa bahay, magla-lunch, pupunta na naman sa isang simbahan, sa Sabungan. Okay? So, tapos na yung aking pananambahan. Hanggang doon lang pala, iniiwan ko yung aking kaluluwa at spirito sa simbahan. But now, the Lord is saying that when we worship Him, it is a non-stop process. It is an ongoing process. Amen? Kaya pag tayo po ay nakarating ng iba't ibang lugar, it does not stop. The worship service in your spirit does not stop. Every believer is called to praise and worship the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Ang pinakamahirap mag-bless sa Panginoon is when you are going through trial and when you are sinning before God. Yan ang pinakamahirap. But still, because the Spirit of God is within us, He will perk us up, He will encourage us, come back to God, repent of your sin, and that is worship service. Yun ang resulta po sa ating pananambahan sa Panginoon. Isaiah 43 verse 21. We are created for His praise and glory. Maganda po yung Isaiah 43 verse 21. Para makita po natin ang ating mga sarili, kapatid, makikita natin ang ating worth. So sometimes, we Filipinos, pagka nandun tayo nakatungtong sa ibang bansa, para tayong mga pusakal. We feel so inferior because they speak English well. We feel so inferior because they are taller than us. Ang inferiority na sa ating kalooban, sa ating kultura. But look at Isaiah 43 verse 21. They are the people made for myself and they will sing my praise. Sila'y nilalang ko at aking hinirang upang kayo'y kanilang papurihan. God has ordained us to praise Him. The glory of the Lord is upon every believer. Ganun po ang worth ng bawat isa sa atin. We're worth the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the worth of every Filipino. Hindi po tayo dapat magbuhat ng bangko at magyayabang, kundi we just see our identity is with Jesus Christ. Now sometimes, kung nandun tayo sa mga pagtitipon at nakikita natin yung ating mga katabi ay panay naka coat and tie at tayo po ay naka barong lang, naka t-shirt lang, we feel inferior. Dapat hindi ganon. Because we are created for the glory of the Lord. Ang tinitingnan ng Panginoon, hindi yung sasakyan at mga matataas na sweldo at ating mga sinusuot. Ang tinitingnan ng Panginoon is the attitude of the heart. Is your heart a believer in Christ Jesus? That is your worth. Every believer is called to praise and worship the Lord. We are created for His glory and for His praise. Praise and worship brings about transformation. Kung gaano ka nakatagal na nakakilala sa Panginoon, if you say 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, God is expecting you, expecting transformation in us. God is expecting to whom much is given, much is required. I have known the Lord. I have received the Lord way back 1983. Matagal-tagal na nga. But it's not the length of time na nakilala ko ang Panginoon, but it is my quality of relationship. Did I grow? Am I growing in my relationship with the Lord? Or ako ba ay umaatras? Kaya lang po tayo ay lumago sa ating buhay espiritual. Lagi po namin po binabanggit yan dito sa harapan. Pero minsan po, di natin nakukuha ang importansya sa paglago sa Panginoon. Praise and worship brings about transformation. Number two, when we worship the Lord, when we praise God continually, nagde-develop po unti-unti yung fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Unang Samuel, 15, verse 22. Talatang 22. Sa Ingles, Samuel said, "Which does the Lord prefer, obedience or offerings and sacrifice? It is better to obey Him than to sacrifice the best sheep to Him." Sinabi ni Samuel, akala ko ba'y higit na magugustuhan ni Yahweh ang handog at hayin kaysa pagsunod sa Kanya? Ang pagsunod sa Kanya ay higit na sa handog, at sa pakikinig ay higit sa haing taba na tupa. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Para sa iba po, ang highest sacrifice sa kanila ay maaring pagpunta dito sapagkat sila ay nakatirang malayo. Sa iba po, ang sacrifice nila ay sa pagsama sa mga outreaches. They have to take vacation leave. Kailangan pong magtustos ng mga 3,000 para sa mga pamasahe. Sa iba po, ang sacrifice sa kanila, highest form of sacrifice, ay maaring yung pag-iika po. O sa iba po ay mag 1 day, mag 2 days, mag 3 days fasting. Iba-iba po ang level of our sacrifices. They're all noble, but kung tayo po hindi sumusunod sa Panginoon, meron tayong sakripisyo. Kung hindi tayo sumusunod sa Panginoon, everything is nothing in the sight of God. Gumagawa na tayo ng sacrifices. Ginagawa natin ng lahat. Lahat ng pawis, lahat ng sakripisyo, basta lang makapaglingkod sa Panginoon. But if we are not obeying the Lord, tandaan niyo po to, if we are not obeying God, sayang lahat. Natutupok yun. Including us. We go into damnation. It's not really the length of time spent with God that is important, but it is the quality of our maintenance of relationship and obedience. Itong salitang obedience, you will hear this over and over and over and over and over. If you will be still around for the next 50 years, you will always mapapakinggan nyo itong salita, because this is really what the Bible is all about, obedience to the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. May mga miyembro po na sabihin natin, magaling talaga sila sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon, but there are areas in their lives that there is disobedient. Hindi nila nakikita yon. Okay? So kailangan po yung pagpatuloy natin sa pagsamba sa Panginoon, that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the areas of the Word of God na hindi natin sinusunod. Meron pong mga miyembro na kung pagtitipon sa pananambahan ay walang absent, 52 Sundays every year. Pero pagdating po sa mga pag-iika po, hindi naman nag-iika po. So there are disobedience on our part. Yun po, hindi nakakalugod sa Panginoon. Sayang po yung ating ginagawa. Sasabihin natin, Kristiyano naman ako. Pagdating po sa harapan ng Panginoon, sasabihin ng Lord, who are you? I do not know you. Yan ang pinakamahirap. We spend 20, 30 years dito sa pananambahan sa Friends of Jesus Christ. Then, after all, pag nasa harap na tayo sa ng Panginoon, sasabihin niya, who are you? I do not know you. Does not exempt me. Everyone else, every one of us will come into that time when we face the Lord. Kaya po, minsan ay kinausap ko ang aking, nag-heart to heart po kami last Sunday, ang aking sa mga cluster. And I shared to them the urgency of obeying the Lord. I told them and asked them, this time, we need to respond properly sa call ng Lord. Number one, prayer and fasting. Number two, obedience to the Lord. Because na-notice ko po over the years, and I've been praying about it, that it seems that many of us are so passive to the Word of God. We hear the Word, lalabas dito. Because you will notice it. And I have noticed it. Ang worship service natin, purihin ng Panginoon, sapagkat lahat tayo ay more or less majority of the membership are present. But during prayer time and intercession time, 10% come. Nasaan yung 90%? Are we not part of the body of Christ? We just iniiwan lang ba natin ang burden sa iba para manalangin? Hindi ba tayo Pilipino? Hindi ba tayo affected kapag may nangyayari sa ating bansa? So, kung tayo po ay part of our nation, if tayo po ay tinuturing natin mga sarili ng mga Pilipino, then as a Christian, it is our responsibility to pray. And when we pray together with the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ is composed of all believers in the Friends of Jesus Christ. Kaso lang, may mga palusot na sasabihin, busy ako, matandaan na ako, may sakit ako, may inalagaan ako. Excuses. You say that to the Lord, don't tell that to the pastor. Sabihin natin yan sa Panginoon. Excuse me. Alam niyo, ang nasesense po yan ng ating mga senior pastors, which I also sense the urgency really to have a prayerful and obedient life. I have sensed that. I do not know with many of us.
Mukhang hindi. Di ba kapag nangyayari po yung nakaranas ba kayo ng sunog? Nasunugan na po kami. And my mother and yung father ko, it happened mga 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sorry, in the evening. Lahat po kami magkakapatid, tulog na tulog. And then here comes my dad, na talaga namang pagbukas ng pintuan, halos mawarak yung buong ano, because he was alarming us to wake up, wake up! Pag nasusunog po ang bahay, hindi ganon. Kung may urgency na nangyayari, nakikita natin ngayon ang laganap ng kasalanan, ang laganap ng evils. Everywhere, you see evil. You see that in the television. You hear that over the radio. Relax lang. Pag nasusunog ng bahay, hindi mo naman sasabihin, hindi naman nagsabi yung papa ko na, excuse me, hello, nasusunog na, hi, time out, gising. Hindi naman ganun eh. Di ba? And some of my cluster members got offended because of that. I don't care. Basta gumising ka lang. My dad did not care. Nasa amin ay nasa gitna kami ng panaginip. Ang sarap-sarap ng tulog namin, pero kinalampag kaming lahat. Tayo, gising, may sunog. And everyone of us start to run down. Sa second floor po kami nakatira. First two-story building po yung bahay namin. And wow, talagang takbuhan na kami. Hindi ko na malaman kung anong dadalhin. Yung katabi namin ay isang katabi naming bahay. I mean, adjacent to our place ay isang punerarya. Kaya sa pagod namin ng pagbibit-bit ng mga refrigerator at piano at ano, binaba namin yan. Noong mga bandang 11 o'clock, tanghali, kinabukasan, nakatulog ako. Pagising ko yung ngayon, kabaong pala ang tinulugan ko. Pati mga punir, pinalabas lahat ng mga patay. Ganun po yan. Tayo ay merong tinatawag na urgent na ito. Hindi na pwedeng 10% lang ng Friends of Jesus Christ ang manalangin. I expect every one of us to pray. Because we are in the last minutes of the end times. Hindi na pwedeng mag-relax-relax, kapatid. Kung ikaw ay sumisildo ng malaki, kapatid, tandaan mo ito. Sa isang segundo, wala yan. Tanggal lahat yan. We need to be strong in these last days. We want to encourage one another. Hindi ko po sinasabi na ako hindi na mayayanig. I still am vulnerable. Kaya kailangan po natin isa't isa na manalangin sapagkat gusto natin na maging matatag sa pagdating po ng araw ng paghuhukom. Then, the best way to do that is continuous relationship through praise and worship. Nowadays, na overemphasize po yung God is love, which is true. God is full of grace. Jesus is so meek and wonderful and humble. Pero nakalimutan natin, or minsan nauumit natin, that there is the word in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, that God is a consuming fire. God is a destructive fire. Kung kayo po ay nakaranas na nga ng nasunugan, then you will always have that better and clearer understanding of what it is when your building gets burned. Ganun, yan sinasabi po ng salita ng Panginoon, ganun po katindi ang ating Diyos. When the terrorists would detonate the bomb, siya po mismo ay nagkasama sa pasabog at lahat ng mga naapektuhan ay takot na takot. God is more than a terror. He is destructive. He is God who can consume all the earth at one time in one second. Kaya niya. And all the universe, kung gusto lang niya. But He can do that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. You could come with me in that verse.
our God is a very, this is a very short verse, our God is like a destructive fire. Our God, ang sinasamba natin na Diyos, is a God who consumes, sapagkat ang ating Diyos ay parang apoy nakakatutupok. When we saw that the fire was eating one house to another, yung nangyari po yun, and lahat ng mga bumbero from all nearby provinces came in to help, wala nang magagawa kahit anong gagawin nila. And we just saw that the fire, not tumatawid lang siya, tumatawid from one house to another, and then lana, dismaya na kami lahat. Umiiyak na yung iba. But since we were young during that time, parang hindi masyadong apektado, but I could not forget. And talagang yung apoy baga, talagang kinakain, nilalamon na lang niya. Pati yung business establishment ng aking father. God is more than the consuming fire that we see around us pag merong sunog. God is more than that. God in His goodness, pag sinasabi niyang consuming fire sa mga anak niya, hindi tayo natutupok, ang kinukonsume niya ay yung pride. God is consuming that pride. Kung tayo po ay hindi makaalis-alis sa selfishness, kung tayo hindi ba kakaalis sa laziness, God is consuming that. Just allow Him to melt the pride in us, the laziness in us, the selfishness in us, the jealousy in us, the worldliness in us. Just allow the Lord to do that. Yun po ang purpose kung bakit He consumes us. And the Holy Spirit, isasabi po niya, He's the unquenchable fire. When the Spirit will come, He will not only fill us with your presence, but He will fill us with His fire. Luke chapter 3. Kaya po, sa panahon na ito, wag na po tayong masyadong ma-entertain sa worship service. Ang worship service na tulad nito is not for entertainment. Hindi po yun pang emotional ascent. Hindi lang yung pang pagana ng loob. Hindi po. Mahalaga po na tayo ay kusang mag-desisyon na, Lord, I want to obey you. Whatever the Lord shares with us through the pastors, kung sino pang nakatayo dito, then just ask the Lord, Lord, are you speaking to me? Nangungusap ka ba sa akin? And I will obey. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Hindi po masasayang yung ating pananambahan. In the book of Psalms 96, verse 9, sabi po doon, worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. But meron pong kasunod yan, tremble before Him, all the earth. Yayanig, nanginginig ka, sapagkat the fear of the Lord is upon you. Kahit po yung, alam niyo po, may call the attention niyo sa mga pagtayo-tayo. Siguro, super emergency na yung kailangan tumayo at pumunta sa restroom. When the Lord is speaking to a person here, there must be respect. But is it true nowadays? Hindi po yan. Napapansin ko yun. Pero sasabihin ko na po sa inyong diretsuhan, kung kayo po ay nakipag-usap sa isang tao at bigla kang lilingon, hindi ka nakikinig, anong feeling mo? Nababastos ka. Ang Diyos ba hindi nababastos? God is a person, right? God is a person. He lives in us. Kailangan po natin ibigyan ng respeto ang Diyos. Kumo kilala natin tumatayo dito, my wife, my daughter, they cannot say, Ah, si Daddy naman. O si Pastor Maxine naman. Eh, si patayo-tayo tayo. Pakwento-kwento pa tayo. Are you respecting God that much? Do you have that highest form of worship and respect to Him? Yun ang fear of the Lord. May I share to you anong definition po ng holy fear? It is the attitude of honoring God with highest respect. Ulitin ko po sa English. Hindi ko po ito ano mas sa Tagalog. Ano po? Holy fear is the attitude. Would you like to write it down? Is the attitude of honoring God with highest respect. Is the attitude of honoring God with highest respect. Ito pong fear of the Lord is the work of the Holy Spirit. Kaso lang, merong kalaban po ang tao ngayon, familiarity. Familiarity breeds contempt. Familia na familia tayo sa mga ginagamit na kasangkapan ng Panginoon. Kaya pagka narinig natin yung mga mensahe at mga direction sa church, we listen to the left and we take it out to the right ear. Passivity po ang tawag noon. Wala yung holy fear of the Lord. Familiar na tayo kasi si Pastor Maxi naman, eh si Pastor Lucy naman, eh si Pastor Vic naman. I don't care, actually, sa heart natin. Walang intention to obey because ang nakikita, tao. Hindi natin nakikita ang Diyos na ginagamit yung tao. It was also true when Moses, during the time of Moses. And dumating po ng panahon sa kagustuhan ni Moses na sumunod ang bawat isa sa kanila sa patakaran ng Panginoon, pero obey, disobey ng disobey, murmur ng murmur, complain ng complain, hanggang dumating po ang oras na talagang nagalit na si Moses. Nang humingi siya ng patubig para sa lahat ng mga Israelita, sabi ng Panginoon, speak to the rock, mangusap ka doon sa bato. Sa galit niya, hinampas niya ang bato. Sa galit niya. And that caused him not to see the promised land. Ganun ang matinding sinasapit ng mga leaders sa amin. We fear the Lord. I fear the Lord. And I don't want my spiritual family also to perish without warning them. Just as my dad warned me nung nagkasunog na. Kaya lang, expected na po yung reaction. Na talagang, it's either there is a positive or a negative reaction. But what is important, na tayo po ay magsimula na, oh nga Lord, to realize that I have sinned before God. I have not been honoring you. Wala akong holy fear of the Lord. I need to develop the holy fear of God. Holy fear of the Lord. Kahit hindi mo nakikita ang Diyos, kahit hindi mo siya naramdaman, nandiyan yung fear. Kahit pa makakita ka ng cellphone, you will always return it back to the owner. Kahit makakita ka ng 100 peso bill, you will always ask, kanino ito? Because meron kang holy fear of the Lord. Kung nasa bahay tayo, nakatira, it doesn't mean that you can use you can use anything that is owned by the other. Yung mga gamit po ng aking may bahay, eh hindi ko po basta-bastang binubuksan. Personal niya yun. Kahit yung mga cellphone, I do not open that. Kasi it's a private matter sa kanya. So with my daughter. So, kailangan merong high respect sa ating Diyos. Panahon na po ito ngayon. Wala na po yun. Medyo ang respeto natin ay demoralized na. We need to uplift the holy fear of God. You have to ask God, Lord, I think I am a person, I'm a believer na wala na ang fear sa iyo. I believe I am this person, so I repent. I ask you that you will pour out upon me this gift, the holy fear of God. Maybe we'd ask every one of us to bow down our heads. May the Holy Spirit of the Lord give us the love and also the enlightenment where the fear of the Lord is concerned. Panginoon, patawad po o Diyos, nakakahiya o Diyos na sa aming pananambahan at aming pag-spend for the next 2 hours every Sunday, the respect is gone. Forgive me, O Lord, and cleanse me from my spiritual pride. Nabulag po ako, Panginoon, sa aking sarili. Kaya pinapatakbo ko po ang aking sariling buhay maliban po sa pagkilos ng iyong banal na Espiritu. Now, Holy Spirit, I ask you, forgive me for quenching you, for hurting you, for offending you. Nababastos po kita, Panginoon. So this time, I ask you, Lord God, that you will cleanse me from this unrighteousness. Forgive me, O God. Forgive me, Lord. I have sinned against you. Give me, Lord God, that gift, the holy fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon, sa banal na takot na ito. I receive this by faith, O God, and I want to develop this fear in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise and worship releases divine intervention. Yan po ang pangatlo. Ano po? So, example dyan is 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. Familiar po sa atin ito. And this is about King Saul kapag siya po ay inaatake ng evil spirit, he would call on David and ask David to play for him. And sasabi po ng salita ng Panginoon, Saul was refreshed. May I read to you the verse? 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. And whenever the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. At tuwing dumarating kay Saulo ang masamang spirito mula sa Diyos, kinukuha ni David ang alpa at tinutugtugan niya ang hari. Si Saulo naman ay naaliw, umalis sa kanya ang masamang espiritu at siya ay gumagaling. Hallelujah! Praise and worship is a weapon of all Christians. Sickness, oppression, stress, hindi matanggal yan sa masahe. Hindi matanggal yan. Masahe-masahe lang? Hindi. Start to worship the Lord. Start to praise God. Sometimes, lahat ng mga oppression na ito at mga stresses na ito at mga confusion na ito are caused by demonic attacks. Inaatake ka lang ng demonyo. We need also to be aware of his wiles. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And kikita po natin sa buhay ni Saulo that he is delivered from that oppressive spirit. But whenever David would start to worship God, to sing and to play the lyre and the harp, the presence of God will come down upon him and also affecting Saul. Ganun po ang epekto sa pananambahan sa Panginoon. Even your neighbors will be affected. Even your community will be affected when you start to worship the Lord. Marami po tayo mga testimony dyan. Na minsan po, may mga nagagalit din ng babato kapag ka narinig kang umaawit, nagpupuri sa Panginoon, binabato yung bahay mo, binabato yung local church nila. Well, of course, the devil do not want to listen. Kaya nang babato na lang siya. But start to worship God, the devil will flee. Yan ang sikreto doon. Kaya po, praise and worship releases divine intervention. And there are 3 things that we can approach God in worship. Ito po ang gagawin natin ngayon in the next few minutes. 3 bagay lang po na upang tayo ay makakalapit doon sa hinahanap nating presensya ng Diyos. Okay. The first one is to offer praise songs sa Panginoon. Kaya po, mahalaga bilang mga anak ng Diyos,
na meron kayong binibiling songbook, meron kayong mga nakokopyang song list dito sa ating church so that you can go home and meron kang sariling kopya at ito'y magamit mo sa iyong pagsamba at pagpuri sa Diyos. Part yan ng tool ng mga Kristiyano. Okay? So, we have even this cell group songbook. So you can ask, you can buy from our office. Okay, ask your leader, saan ba tayo makakabili ng songbook na yan? So offer praise songs of rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord, for God inhabits the praises of His people. Lumalapag ang presensya ng Panginoon Diyos tuwing ang mga anak niya ay sumasamba sa Kanya. Bumababa ang kanyang kaluwalhatian sa isang pagtitipon kung saan siya pinupuri. God inhabits the praises of His people. Kalimutan na po natin yung mga instrumento kung wala kang instrumento sa bahay. The only instrument that you have is your voice. The instrument that you have is to clap your hands. The instrument that you have is to dance before the Lord. Kung masyadong masikip ang bahay, you can use the comfort room, you can use the bathroom, you can use the restroom. You can wake up early in the morning at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, use the sala kung meron kayong sala. Praise and worship the Lord. Number 2, speak in tongues. Napapansin nyo na sa tagal nyo po sa Friends of Jesus Christ, hanggang ngayon, hindi po nagmamanifest yung gift of the Spirit sa inyo. Many of us, I have observed, marami po sa atin ay matagal nang nananambahan sa Panginoon. But tinatanong ko po sa Panginoon kung bakit hindi nagmamanifest yung gifts when the Holy Spirit is within us. Pare-parehas lang Espiritu ng Diyos sa atin. Hindi kakaiba ang Espiritu mo. Espiritu ng Diyos na sa akin ay parehas lang sa inyo. So, bakit po hindi nagma-manifest, hindi nagfa-function? We need to speak in tongues when we worship the Lord. I tell you, it's not enough to say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, God is good, God is merciful, long forever. Hindi enough yun. Because when we speak in tongues, we do not speak to man, but we speak to God. Alam natin yan sa Free Bible Ministry. So when say la irabasete handalali harabashenda, words that cannot be uttered, words na hindi alam ng Ingles, Tagalog, or Cebuano, hindi malaman ng tao, but words that comes from the Holy Spirit is being lifted up to the Lord. Yung love you so much, hear these praises, lift my hands, lift my voice, maganda po yun. Na inaawit natin sa Panginoon, but there are expressions that we can never create, but only God can give that expressions through speaking in other languages, speaking tongues. Number 3 is going inside the sanctuary of the Lord. So first thing, pagkagising mo, praise God, hallelujah. And then, halayarabashiti yanda, halayarabas. And for a moment, you speak in tongues. And then enter into the presence of God. It is only when we enter into the true presence of God, yan ang sinasabi ng Panginoon, He is seeking for worshipers in spirit and in truth. Sapagkat kung hindi tayo makarating doon sa presensya ng Panginoon, sasabihin po natin na hindi natin na-attain yung ating objective. The objective natin is to worship God intimately. But if you were not able to come into His real presence, huwag kayong ma-discourage. Go on and go on. Because there are 3 things that will happen when you are in the presence of God. Tatlo ng tatlo ng tatlo. 3 things that will happen. You start meditating on the love of God. And sometimes the Holy Spirit would remind you of the first time that you met the Lord, the first time that you received Him as Lord and Savior, yun po ay common na common experience ko. If I feel unloved, if I feel unhappy, pag wala ng joy sa aking heart, I always would think about of the time that when I met the Lord and received Him as Savior in my life. That was the most happiest moment in my life. Meditating on His love, in His forgiveness, in His awesomeness, in His glory. Kaya mapapapikit talaga ang mata mo when you start worshiping God. And then another thing that will happen when you are in the presence of God, nasa presensya ka na sa Panginoon, you will start repenting of uncleanness. Ewan ko lang kung na-experience nyo yan. Kapag nasa presensya ka ng Panginoon, biglang udyukan tayo ng Holy Spirit to meron tayong masamang inisip kahapon. Nakita ko lang, nadaanan ko lang yung billboard. It stuck to my mind. Meron akong ginawang masamang salita. Meron akong action na hindi ko gusto. The Holy Spirit would start to clean us from this unrighteousness. Meron akong hindi kinakausap sa pamilya ko. I mean, for so many years, we are 9 in the family, and isa sa mga sasabihin ko po na hindi ko gustong kapatid ko yung aming pangalawang panganay. Hindi ko talaga tayo pang-ugali. But the Lord rebuked me and one time, after many years, babalik-balik po ako sa probinsya, hindi ko siya pinapansin, hi, hello, ganun lang. Then I would spend time with the rest of my brothers, fellowship with them. Pero sa kanya, iba ang akin trato. Chinek ako ng Panginoon doon. Worship ng Lord, worship God, worship God. Sasabi ng Panginoon, do you love your brother? Sapol. I started to repent. Sabi ko, Lord, hindi ko nga siya pinapansin. Hindi ko nga regaluhan eh. Pag nagregalo ako, doon lang sa walo. Pwera siya. Halatang halata. Then I started to repent. Sabi ko, the Lord, pinakita ng Lord na hindi ko nga siya kinakausap. No? Hindi ko nga siya man lang inupuan. Kahit siya yung tipong tao na isang tanong, isang sagot. Ganun kahirap kausapin. But the Lord just checked me. I am supposed to be a Christian and I have the Holy Spirit in me. Sabi ng Panginoon sa akin, balik ka. Then the next time I went home, ayun na, umupo na ako sa harap niya. Out of obedience sa sinabi ng Panginoon sa akin. Hindi pwedeng ganun, kapatid. Nalabas-pasok tayo, wala tayong pansinan. That cannot be. You cannot enter the kingdom of God with that resentment and bitterness. Ikaw ang lugi, kapatid. Ikaw ang lugi. So yun ang ibig sabihin, that when we are in the presence of God, repentance, the spirit of repentance start to work in us. Biro mo, araw-araw nandun ka sa presensya ng Panginoon, and the next week nandun ka sa presensya ng Panginoon, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, ang laking pagbabago talagang mangyayari sa iyong buhay. Yung sinasabi po nilang hirap na makaalis sa bisyo, mahirap na makaalis sa kahinaan ng laman, alam niyo kapatid, start worshiping God. I think yan isa sa mga ingredient para sa ating paglago. Yun pa naman ang hindi natin pinapansin. Kasi pag gising sa umaga, kape, trabaho, travel, pagbalik sa bahay, wala na. Kalimutan na natin ang Panginoon. But I praise God for those. Especially, I have testimonies like when they're so busy, after kape, umaga, gising, pag-pisina, at lunchtime, they close the doors and they start to worship God. Yung mga ganun, hahanap ka talaga ng paraan. Hahanap ka talaga ng way para masamba mo ang Diyos. Hindi ba lilipas ang isang araw na hindi mo siya kausap or hindi mo siya napapakinggan? Ganun ang love story natin sa Panginoon. If you really love the Lord that much, ang ganda ng awit kanina, napaka-emotional, di ba? Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. And I hear the ringing of our voices kanina. Sabi ko, sarap naman pakinggan, Panginoon. Sabi ko, Lord, it's really true. Do I love you so much, Lord? Do I really love you so much, that much? Ganun ba talaga kamahal ko ang Diyos? Tinatanong ko yung sarili ko. Tanungin niyo ang sarili niyo, kung mahal na mahal niyo ba talaga ang Panginoon, that you're willing to leave father, you leave mother, you leave business, you leave store, you leave home, you leave comfort. Ganun ba talaga niyo kamahal ang Panginoon? Because sabi ng Panginoon, he who comes to me, but not denying himself, is not worthy to be my disciples. Is not worthy to be my disciple. Grabe ang ano, ang mga utos ng Panginoon. I really pray that when we come into the very presence of the Lord, repentance from uncleanness will start in us. Then third, number three is, when we are in the presence and the sanctuary of God, we spend a loving communion with the Lord. Yan na. We spend a loving communion with the Lord. Andyan ka na parang binibaby ng Panginoon. You cannot feel Him, but you just sense His spiritual presence of assurance. Ang tanong ko nga ngayon, habang nagsasalita po ko, tinitingnan ko po yung mga kapatid ko at mga magulang ko dito. How many of us really experience this kind of life? How many of us, when we come into the presence of the Lord? Alam niyo po, so maraming distractions sa buhay natin. I know that. Number one is television. Number one is television. You get so distracted. You spend time. Television, an average of 2 hours a day. Try to ask the work of the Spirit, the Lord, tulungan mo ako na ma-convert ko itong 2 hours into 1 hour. And then start giving time sa pagsamba sa Panginoon. Dedicating your life in reading His Scripture. You will notice na ang Panginoon ay handang tumulong sa ating weaknesses. Bukod sa television, we have the internet. Sinasabi po lagi yan dito. Pagka pumasok kayo ng Facebook, you will see many faces doon. Hindi kayo matapos-tapos sa isang oras, dalawang oras. Try to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, didisiplina ko in sarili ko. The next time I open the Facebook, 30 minutes lang. Then you discipline yourself, 30 minutes lang, off na. And then the Lord is going to start to help you out to be delivered from wasting time. Waste of time. Because one email to the next will happen kapag ka nagkapagbukas kayo. Ano. Of course, I understand that others are doing business through that. Walang problema po yun. Aking sinasabi dito, yung aksaya ng panahon na wala pong bunga na nakukuha doon sa inyong pag-spend sa Facebook o sa internet. Walang magagandang bunga. Walang kaligtasan na nangyayari. You're just wasting time. Money, you can get that anytime, but time, never. Di mo pwedeng balik ang oras. So, three things, ano po, when we are in the sanctuary of the Lord, meditating His love and cleansing of our sins, repenting of our uncleanness, and spending a loving communion with God. Hallelujah. So this morning we are going to practice the three stages of coming into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, just be seated where you are. Just be seated and ask God. Maybe you can review your notes. And may pangungusap ba ang Panginoon sa umagang ito sa akin? Lord, I want to experience rejoicing before you, speaking in tongues, and coming into your presence, communing love with you.
and listening to you, meditating in your love and kindness and goodness. Hallelujah. I come before you, O God, right now. Hallelujah. What I want to increase in my worship to you, and I want to develop my relationship to praise and worship. Hallelujah. Because this is what you have commanded, that you are seeking for worshipers in spirit and in truth. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. The joy, Lord God, that hindi mabibili sa salapi, the joy and the peace that can never be bought by any treasures on earth. Hallelujah. Lord, I receive you now, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it would help, mga kapatid, just sit down and rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Close our eyes and close our ears from the things around us. Start meditating on God, on His goodness sa iyong buhay. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spend time for a while with the Lord. Let us spend time focusing our minds to Him. Makakatulong po kapag ang ating pag-iisip ay nakatuon sa ating Diyos who sits on the throne in heaven. And you see the lights coming out from His throne, the brightness of His glory, and all the angels and millions and myriads and billions of them worshiping the one true Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Hallelujah, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we give glory and praise to you, God. Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory to you, God. Come into His presence. If we need to ask God's forgiveness, by dishonoring Him, Lord, I ask you that you forgive me. Please forgive me, O God, for offending me, you. Patawad, Panginoon, dahil binastos po kita. And forgive me, Lord God, for the sin of pride and unsubmitted spirit. Give me, O God, cleanse me from this unrighteousness. Hallelujah, we give praise to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Rabbasanda, Rabbasatayanda. Hallelujah, Rabbashititiyanda, Laya Rabbasanda. Hallelujah, Rabbasanda. Hallelujah, Rabbashitititiyanda, Laya Rabbashitiyanda, Laya Rabbasanda. Hallelujah, Rabbashitititiyanda, Laya Rabbashitititiyanda, Laya Rabbashitititiyanda. Hallelujah, Rabbashitititiyanda, Laya Rabbashitititiyanda. Hallelujah, Rabbasanda. I have the faith, those who are not baptized in the Spirit, there are many of us here. You know that because you are not speaking in tongues, then you are not baptized of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands, Lord, and just ask God to baptize you with His Holy Spirit. That's simple. And open your lips and start speaking words that you have not created. Mga salitang hindi natin na-invento. Marami din po sa atin dito natutuyuan. Tuyong-tuyo, kaya hindi kayo makapagsalita sa iba't ibang wika. Ask God to refresh you with the living water that is within you. Lord, refresh me with the living water. Living water. And out of your hearts shall flow rivers of flowing water. Hallelujah, Rabasete Yandalalala Bashiti, Handalalalala Bashiti. Hallelujah, Rabasanda, Yarabasandala, Yarabashiti, and Rabasanda. Hallelujah, dalangin ko po, Panginoon, bawat lalaki, kababaihan, at mga kabataan na nandito. I pray, Lord, that every one of us, O God, will speak in tongues. Hallelujah, because when we do so, we are not speaking to man, but we speak to you. Hallelujah, 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 Rabbasandatayandala, Yarabashitiyanda. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Rabbasitiyanda, Rabbashanda, Yarayanda. Oh, we praise the Lord. Start praising Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can lift your voices to Him. You can increase the volume of your voices. You can lift up your hands as an outward surrender. Hallelujah. Set your mind to Him. Hallelujah. Who sits on the throne. Hallelujah. You can see the awesome of His glorious presence. You can see Jesus' joy and peace emanating from His eyes. Hallelujah. He speaks loving words to you. Oh, we give praise to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Purihin ka, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Purihin ka, Diyos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not ask for healing. Because when the presence of God will come upon you, you will surely be healed. Hallelujah. Oppressive spirit are fleeing. Demonic spirit in your mind, attacking your conscience, they are fleeing as we worship the Lord and praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Rabba Siti Yanda, Rabba Sanda Yanda. Hallelujah, spirit that are bringers of stress. Hallelujah, they flee in the presence of the Lord. Oh God, I need to be revived. Hallelujah, Rabba Sanda, I need the living water, Lord. Oh, Rabba Sanda Yanda, Rabba Sanda, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Arabesanda, Arabeshika, Arabayanda. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Arabesiti, Andale, Arabesanda. Lord, dati ko po, Panginoon, hirap na hirap ako kumausap sa taong ito. But give me the love for this person. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who gives reconciliation. So I want, Lord, to worship you. Ayaw ko po, Panginoon. Hallelujah, maging sagabal po sa aking kaligtasan, ang aking samang loob sa taong ito. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, deliver us now, oh Father. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, Rabbi Shidi, and Rabbi Sanda. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, just worship the Lord and meditate now on His love. Hallelujah, love you so much, Lord, love you so much, God. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, Yandalaya, Rabbi Sanda, hallelujah, Lord. Receive His forgiveness, receive His mercy. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, meditate in His goodness. Oh, we worship you, O Jesus. Hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, hallelujah, Rabbi Sanda, hallelujah, Rabbi Shiti, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, where two or three gathered together in your name, you are in our midst. Sapagkat dalawa o tatlo nagkakatipon sa iyong pangalan, ikaw po ay nasa aming kalagitnaan. Hallelujah. And you inhabit the praises of your people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Rabasan. Bumababa ang iyong kaluwatian kung nasaan po ang papuri, Panginoon Diyos, inaalay sa iyo. Hallelujah. Humahanap ka ng mga sumasamba sa iyo, Espiritu at katotohanan. Sapagkat ikaw ay Diyos, Espiritu, at dapat sambahin namin sa Espiritu at katotohanan. I worship you, Lord, for who you are. Hallelujah. Sinasamba kita, Panginoon, Diyos. Hallelujah. 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 Rabbi Sandaya, Rabbi Shityanda. Lord, salamat that I have received the fear of God. I will keep this on, Lord. And I will treasure this, hallelujah, every moment of my life, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, God. I worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So yun po ang gagawin natin. Hallelujah. Araw-araw, hindi lamang po tuwing Linggo. Spend 30 minutes doing these three stages. It would help so much if we know some songs of praises sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. So as you are seated, be in the presence of God. We are going to sing some songs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, O God. Para tayo po ay hindi ma-distract. Let's worship the Lord God.
Glory to you alone.
And I
sing your praises forever. Deeper in love with you. Hearing your
set your mind. Masyal ang ating kaisipan. Let's worship the Lord God. As the Holy Spirit is teaching us to go into His presence.
You are holy. Holy. Lord, there is none like You. You are holy.
Worshiping God.
I sing your praises forever. Deeper in love with you. Here in your courts where I'm close to your throne, I find where I belong. Here in your courts where I'm close to your throne, I find where I belong. I sing praises to your name.
Let's worship the Lord. Come into His presence.
Praises to your name.
Yes, Lord. Teach us how to worship You.
Lord,
to honor You with the highest praise.
For Your name is great and greatly to be praised.
The Lord pouring out His peace.
I sing praises to Your
name. The Lord pouring out His love. The Lord pouring out His joy. The Lord pouring out His riches and glory upon us this morning.
For Your name is great.
Be free. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
And I sing praises to Your name. Oh Lord, praises to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name is great.
Hallelujah.
And great.
Urabasandalai harabasanda. Oh, just love the throne of God. Come into His holy presence.
Praises to Your name.
Oh
to your name.
Highest worship now.
I give worship to your name.
Oh, love the Lord.
Oh,
he loved us so much. He gave his only son, Jesus Christ. Ang ating mga kamay ay pusang tumataas sapagkat ang pagsamba sa Diyos ay ang pinakamataas na pagsunod sa Kanya. Hallelujah!
Oh, worship,
worship, worship. This is going to be forever. Yes, God.
For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Worship to your name, oh Lord, worship to your name, oh Lord, and for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Presensya mo, Panginoon, ay ganap ng kagalakan. Yes, oh God. This is what going to happen in your kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is going on in heaven. As worship, Lord, is endless and limitless and timeless in heaven. Lord, we will worship you every breath that we take. Every moment by moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give praise to you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us, oh God, how to praise you and to worship you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we can learn how to worship the Lord. Amen. Okay. Glory to God. So some of you are still meditating on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So learn from the Lord to worship God's